Waking the Dead, The Glory of a Heart Fully Alive by John Eldridge. And I'm John Eldridge. Part 1. Seeing Our Way Clearly. Narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Jesus of Nazareth. There are few things more crucial to us than our own lives, and there are few things we are less clear about. This journey we are taking is hardly down the yellow brick road. Then again, that's not a bad analogy at all. We may set out in the light with hope and joy, but eventually our path always seems to lead us through dark woods, shrouded with a low-lying mist. Where is this abundant life that Christ supposedly promised? Where is God when we need Him most? What is to become of us? The cumulative effect of days upon years that we do not really understand is a subtle erosion. We come to question God's intentions toward us, and we lose track of the most important things in life. We're not fully convinced that God's offer to us is life. We have forgotten that the heart is central, and we had no idea that we were born into a world at war. Chapter 1. Arm Yourselves. We were running low on fuel, and still the fog refused to lift. Icy straits spread out below us, beautiful and threatening. I've always loved the ocean, the wilder the better, but clearly this was no place to run out of gas. If by chance we survived ditching the small plane, we'd last about 7 minutes in those waters. Great. This is just how it happens, I thought. We'll make Reader's Digest. Family on vacation, lost in fatal crash. Rain and mist smeared the windshield as we strained our eyes ahead, searching for a break in the clouds. There's no radar in these planes. Bush pilots fly VFR, visual flight restrictions, which means if you can't see where you're going, well then, mister, you can't go there. And you can't keep trying forever, either. The clock that's running is the fuel gauge. 3 more minutes and we'll have to turn back. We'll give it one more pass, the pilot said. The Fairweather Mountains are a total misnomer. With a name like that, don't you picture some lovely place in Hawaii or maybe Costa Rica? Balmy breezes, gentle green slopes, the weather always, well, fair. These mountains explode 15,000 feet or more from sea level right off the coast of southeast Alaska, sheer cliffs and foreboding glaciers. The pilot was yelling above the drone of the engine.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?